Paul Mescal has said he was blown away by the reception he received last night from fans at the Irish premiere of his new movie, Gladiator 2. The Kildare actor said there were pinch-me moments working daily with director Ridley Scott on the film, which co-stars Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal and Connie Nielsen. Paul Mescal also told our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke, Ireland's creative output is currently punching above its weight.
Thanks. Paul Mescal, welcome home.
I mean, this is the greatest welcome I think anyone has ever received here. It's absolutely mad, absolutely mad.
Yeah. I mean, you've been around with so many productions, but bringing this home to Dublin tonight, what does this mean to you?
I mean, myself and Andrew Scott did it last year. We came back with All of Us Strangers, and I think I'm just fundamentally proud to be Irish. So to feel this when you come home is, very difficult to put into words, to be totally honest.
Why? What is it about that homecoming that means so much?
Because this is where I'm from. This is where I went to drama school here. This is where, like, whatever's in the water at the moment for Irish actors, it must be coming from within these borders. I don't know, but it's just, you're always proudest to bring the work home to where you belong, I think.
Look, we've all fallen in love with you since you were Connell in Normal People. Here you are now with this massive project. What does it mean to you to have been in Gladiator and to have reached that level?
I mean, every film that you're involved in, you're ultimately incredibly proud of it. This is slightly different because of the scale, but I think the fact that I have had the opportunity to work with Ridley Scott on one of his best films is, I mean, again, I feel like I'm going to be repeating myself in the sense that it is very difficult to put into words, especially when you walk along and you see the amount of people that have come out. It is just like an absolute head-melting experience.
Talk to me about being in the Coliseum, you know, that sense of being there, the scale of it, that water sequence.
Yeah.
It must have been such pinch-me moments for you, but what was it like as an actor to actually work in that?
In that, like, I mean, that's Ridley's playground. The fact that, the thing that staggers me about him is that any extra or any actor's day on, anyone's day on a Ridley set is probably the biggest day they've ever experienced on set, but that's him on a daily basis when he's making films. There's very few filmmakers that are that comfortable with that scale, so it's like pinch me moments daily, but for him it's just like having coffee in the morning. It's bananas. I learned, like, it's like every single day.
A little connection between you and Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Having access again to him, what did that mean to you?
I mean, he's one of my idols, and the fact that I got to witness his performance from like 5 feet in front of my face will never ever forget that.
Now, obviously, you got a lot of attention for your O'Neill's shorts.
Yeah.
You've swapped them for the leather toga.
Yeah.
Any chance of rocking that look at all?
Yeah, that's incoming, I would say. It's incoming in about 30 minutes when the film starts.
Hurlers will start wearing.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Finally, then, your message to Irish people about the movie and the reception you've been getting.
I am so utterly grateful. It always staggers me that people come out and wait to come and see, not just me, but Irish actors returning home. It's such an important moment for us. Like, we do talk about it collectively, and we're like, it's always a place that we want to bring our films entirely. Like, I think we should be very proud of ourselves, not just as actors, but like as a kind of the creative output we're putting out into the world at the moment is, we're punching above our weight a little bit, I think.
That's the dream film. You and Killian and Saoirse and Jesse Buckley and
Andrew
and all of you.
Mine too. Yeah, absolutely.
Some kind of Marvel super.
Yeah,
thing.
We'll make one. We'll do something like that. Just we probably won't get into tights.
Isn't that wonderful? Unbridled joy and pride there from Paul Mescal.